Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Bill Poon episode. I met Poon back in the day when we both went to the DVD ASA podcast, which used to be Dave Cho and also Akira's podcast. And that's what I like most about his episode is just us reflecting on those days. And I definitely want him back on. Yeah, we reminisce a lot, so I hope you enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot, and I definitely want him back on, so thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. Check it out. We got a new chair stool from IKEA. You like that? It's a lot cleaner, right, Bryce?
Okay.
What are you doing there, Stan? We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome the one and only Bill Poon. It's a reunion, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for coming. How you feeling?
Thanks for having me. I'm feeling great.
Oh, my God. It's been too long.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we do. It's been a while.
I met you... The whole reason why this exists is you're a part of why this exists.
Of your past.
Yeah.
I think I came in 1 week. We used to be on the DVD ASA show, and I think you came in, and then I came in like one or two shows after you did.
So we were there during the same time.
Right.
And it was just, for me, it was a fluke. I wasn't supposed to go there.
Well, the whole thing...
I wasn't supposed to even go because my brother brought me.
Right. I think the whole show is pretty organic in that way. Like it just sort of happens. And then if Dave likes it, then he just sort of keeps bringing you back. Because he kept saying, remember, he kept saying, oh, you're much more popular than your brother.
He was just, he liked to stir it up.
I shouldn't say, I shouldn't say that.
We're going to edit that out. We'll edit that. Yeah. Hey, Bob, don't watch. Yeah. I don't want to get into it now.
Okay.
Because you're, let's not stir it up this early.
Right.
This is like a reunion.
Yeah.
So this is a DVD ASA reunion.
And
right
I really feel bad about that. But
yeah. Dude, don't worry about it, dude. You know what? That wasn't even on my mind until you just brought it up right now. I wasn't even going to talk about that. I want to talk about the good old times.
That was the good old times.
Yeah, that was the good old times. So, Bryce, back then, we're not going to disclose the... Well, you know, it's not there anymore.
Right.
But it was a warehouse.
Yeah.
Somewhere in L.A. It was a warehouse somewhere in L.A. My brother brought me there. And through going to this thing, I met very interesting people.
Well, did your brother... How many shows was your brother on before you came on?
He was new, too.
Okay.
So, when my brother... So I think my brother got introduced to Dave. It was on a whim too. He was at a Cafe 101, that diner.
The one off the
Franklin.
Yeah.
So just around there. You know, you been there, Bryce? Okay, well, it's a diner. It's like, you know.
Yeah, so the coffee shop.
Yeah, it's a coffee shop
hotel.
Diner, yeah. So I guess my Dave was there with his peoples, and then my brother was there, and they, like, crossed paths, and they like...
Was that the first time they met?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought they always knew each other.
No, no.
Okay.
But my brother... Excuse me, sorry. Ooh, I just ate dumplings today. I made dumplings. Ooh, I'm so sorry, Poon. My brother always said that if he would have like a movie that if like he died and he'd want someone to play his mm-hmm. act him, he would say, I'd go, well, who would you want? I would, and I threw all like the main, like John Cho, Ken, and he goes, no, David Cho, the artist. And I always thought that was cool that he said that. I'm like, So he already had respect for him before he even met Dave.
Can I do a side question?
Yeah, you could do it.
Okay, if they made a movie about you, mm-hmm. who would you have play you? Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, no, that's good. That's a good question. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you.
All right.
That's a good one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think, Bryce? I was going to say that kid from Temple of Doom, but he's probably looks different.
That little kid? Yeah,
Kwong or whatever?
Yeah.
Short round? Data from the Goonies?
Yeah.
But it's like... I don't think that guy looks as... He's probably different.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll get back to that. Why you're here, man. Yeah. You're like getting the wheel turned in there. So anyway, going back to the DVD ASA days, I didn't even know what was going on the whole time. Things just happened.
So your brother just says, hey, Steve, I'm going to a podcast. Just come on with me because I'm not... Because I just want some company.
Yeah, and then initially, because I knew who Dave was. I already saw like the Dirty Finger, his Dirty Hands
right.
documentary. So, and then I was like, it was weird because I was already looking him up. I'm like, oh, this guy's, he's an awesome artist. Look at his art, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I went into the, you know, the main room, and I just showed him respect. I just go, hey, man, it's good me and you. I might have dapped him up a little bit.
Right.
Then I literally took... You know, let's say the podcast area is where that mirror is.
Mm-hmm.
I went away from there. You know where the hallway is in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
I took the chair all the way there. They had a spare chair. I just picked up my chair and walked.
Oh, because you didn't think you were part of the show.
No,
you were
I didn't think I was going to. What's so funny, Bryce?
You just separate yourself?
Yeah, I separated. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to infringe upon their thing, their gathering.
Yeah, because Dave didn't ask you to be on the show.
It was unannounced.
Yeah.
And he was like, man. Because we were going to go to eat at Koreatown.
Right.
And he's like, oh, man, I forgot I'm filming. Just come with me.
Yeah.
Type deal. And so that was literally, I didn't even know what podcasting, I really didn't. I didn't know that people actually, like, you know, would listen to someone
right.
talk. You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. like, we come from a generation
of,
you know, the A-Team and Silver right. Spoons and Family Ties. And, you know, we're used to watching V the Final Battle on TV. Not like, I want to put, you know,
I
want to listen like we do now. So I'm like, it was foreign to me. So I was tripping, firstly, on his setup.
Right.
Because I'm like, what? They have mounted mics, like, perfectly there. And then Dave's like, you know, he's like in the middle. And then there's this big, you know, that big Apple computer. They had computers. And I'm like, oh, this is new. And so that was my first time on. And I think my second or third time, I think David Chang was on too. It was like a day in a life.
So when you were on the first time, were you already like being interviewed? Like, was Dave already talking to you and asking questions? Or how did you kind of
insert yourself? Yeah, they would throw some curveballs at me.
Okay.
Like, hey, like, what does your brother do? Or what do you think about this? I don't really remember. It's all so foggy.
Right.
It was so long ago. I was nervous because, like, I was tripping because... Asa was out of town that day I was there.
Okay.
And I was, like, sitting in her chair.
Right.
So I was already kind of tripping about that. I was tripping. I was like, they're like, oh, you're sitting in Asa's chair. I go, what? You sure? So it was weird, you know? What about you, man?
Well, like, let me ask this. Okay, so after the show was done, either the first or two, did your brother say anything to you? Like, oh, hey, that was fun. Or, like,
he's like, hey. He encouraged me. He's like, you did a good job, bro. Good job.
That sounds just like your brother.
Good job, bro. You're good at this. You want to come back or?
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if Dave invited me or him. I don't know.
So then, but eventually you just became a part of the show.
No, I just kept coming back. What about you? I want to. This is the Poon interview. So, what was your first time? What was your first time?
Well, what happened? I've known Dave for quite some time. We used to write for the same magazine.
Giant Robot?
Yeah, exactly. So tell the
viewers what Giant Robot is, because they were some younger.
Yeah, back in the, I guess, late 1990s, 2000, there was a Asian pop culture / lifestyle magazine. Mm-hmm. And so
shout out to Eric.
Yeah, shout out to Eric and Martin. Mm-hmm. And then so I was doing some copy editing there, just interning there. And
it's a cool store, dude.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
pretty cool. Have you been there, Bryce?
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah. So then I was like working there, mm-hmm. or I was working on the magazine, and then Dave would come in because Dave knew Eric.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's how I met Dave, mm-hmm. through Eric. Mm-hmm. And then I'd always run into David at different comic cons or at restaurants. So then one day and we'd see each other like far and few between. Then one day he said, "Hey, Poon, what are you doing? Let's have lunch sometime." So then we had lunch. Then he found out that at the time I was driving hookers. And then so then he
I forgot about he, yeah, that. Yeah, too. Yeah.
And so that got him like interested.
Yeah.
So then he sort of slowly got me into his world. And then he wanted me to drive Asa from her place to the studio, because Asa was not a very good driver at the time.
Oh, to where they're filming the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So he hired me to go over to her place, pick her up, and then take her down to the studio.
So your initial reason was just drop her off.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you ended up kicking it.
Right. Well, I was doing what you did.
You showed up.
Yeah, I showed up and I was going to sit off to the side.
Yeah.
And they said, "Hey, Poon, why don't you come sit here?" I'm like, "All right." Now, it wasn't totally that strange because I had been on his show before, but it was under Kareem's Gone Bad name.
OKGB.
Yeah. So
that was a podcast too. I thought it was a rock. I thought it was a punk band.
Right? No. It was a podcast.
But they did music too, though, right?
I guess kind of in the same way
that
Monday.
No, they did, because I saw the album.
Oh.
Yeah, KGB.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Was it a girl and a guy? Was it Harry?
Harry, a friend, used to be on the show. He has a whole different cast of characters. Yeah. So anyway, so then one thing led to another, and then I just, and I even had to ask him, like, "Do you want me to be on the show?" He goes, "Yeah." He basically said, "As long as you're always here, you come on the show." I'm like, "All right." So
what do you think about that, Bryce?
Show up.
So our thing was, we just ended up being there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the reluctant podcasters.
Yeah. And then, so how did you get into, like, let's backtrack to Giant Robot, to the transporting hookers, and like, that's an interesting occupation. I mean, well, firstly,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
How does one get into that?
I was in between jobs,
mm-hmm.
and then a friend of mine who is in that lifestyle, said, "Hey, Bill, do you want to go drive this client around? She needs rides to places." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." She goes, "But she's a hooker." I'm like, "I don't care. I'm just driving them, you know?" So that's how it all started. Then her friend needed a ride. So she told me, she recommended me to a friend, and it just sort of went on from there.
Wow.
Mm.
But, okay. Because it goes deeper though too, because remember your living arrangement and
that's later. That's later. Yeah, okay. That's later.
We don't have to go there now.
Yeah,
but we got time.
Yeah,
we got time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because I like that story too.
Okay.
Because you learn from it too.
Yeah.
You know,
everything's a learning experience every day.
You put up boundaries, like saying, "No, I'm not willing to do that." Right. As far as, because weren't you living? She was living there? Or?
Well, I had two girls living there.
Yeah. Okay, let's just talk about that. Okay. So you had two girls. So
basically,
you live in Chinatown?
I live in Chinatown.
Yeah.
I live in a two-room. My apartment's pretty spacious for a single person.
How much bigger is it than this little dinker? Four of these? Five of them?
No, I'd say maybe three of these, maybe, because my living room's probably about this big.
Whoa.
And then it goes back to the other rooms. So,
did they probably like, "I need a place to live"?
Of them did. Like, how did that happen? I don't even know how the other one did. And she needed a place to stay. So I said, "Oh, why don't you just stay here?"
Who's they?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, this one girl.
Okay.
Right, so
she was.
Huh?
Prostitute.
Yeah. So I used to drive her.
So, Howie, what's the proper title term, though?
Of their?
Yeah, it's not. It's escort, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Bryce, it's escort. Yeah. It's not prostitute. It's escort. It's escort. It's escort. It's escort. Okay.
So I don't. So she was there, and then. And then the other one was a girl was a hooker that I'd seen quite a few times, and she was kind of went into the friend zone. I mean, from a hooker to the friend zone, not a girlfriend to friend zone. You know, she became a friend of mine.
Friend.
Yeah, yeah. So then she had moved. Actually, now that I think about it, I'd see her, and also she kind of disappeared. She had moved down to another city, and then I would keep in contact with her peripherally, and then one day she called or texted me and said, "Oh my God, the cousin that I moved in with stole my money, blah blah blah. I need to get out of here." I said, "Look, why don't you just I'll come get you. Come stay at my place until, you know, just until you get yourself resettled."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it happened, and that's how she ended up there.
Is the Latina one?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're both Latina actually, but
jeez,
yeah.
Man. So, I mean, what's it like living with two women like that? I mean, did you...
Well, one of them...
How did you masturbate? Like, did you have to masturbate in the other room?
Well, okay, one of them, she'd leave early in the morning. She'd get up, like, at 7 in the morning and then take off.
She was working that early?
Yeah, well, the reason why was she was working way out of... I don't remember where she was working. She was working, like, I want to say, like... I don't know, but really far. Okay. So she had to take the train.
She had two hustles.
Yeah.
She had hustles going on.
Yeah, so she had to like take a train and
Metrolink. Yeah, I know what that's
so,
like. Yeah.
So she'd have to get up early to
for sure.
I'm not entirely sure, but I think she was at a massage parlor. I'm not sure.
What made you think that?
Later we got and my other roommate it was a weird mess. Okay, so real quickly, she used to have a driver, which wasn't me. That driver knew who I was.
How did he know you?
From the show.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Because day she said, "Bill, you're famous." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "My driver knows who you are." I'm like, "How would you know that?" And he goes, check this guy out. And it was the show.
How did you navigate?
I said, okay, that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then, but that's how the whole thing came. It was a big mess because he, I guess, apparently liked that girl.
You liked one of them too, though.
Yeah.
The same one?
No, different one.
So he liked a different one, but you liked the other one.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
So. The one he liked, but I guess she was kind of like, "Hey, you're being too creepy. Stay away." So he knew I don't know how he knew the other girl was staying there, but I think she must have told the other girl must have said something because she gets an email from him. And
what kind of email?
Well, what do you mean, what kind of email?
Like, what do you say in the email?
Well, the email started talking shit about us, saying, "Hey, this other girl is talking all sorts of shit about you guys." And the information that was in the letter, I could tell, was like it had to be someone from the house. Like, he couldn't just get this information on his own. So then...
Escort drama, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Escort drama, brother.
Living with girls, man.
Woo!
Yeah, one restroom for three people. I had to go to the Walmart to go use the restroom in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, because she woke up at the same time I did, and I couldn't use the restroom.
You had to take a shit, dude.
Yeah, that's what I had to do.
So you had to go to Walmart to take a shit?
Yeah.
It's your place, dude.
But she was in there before I got.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's your place.
So anyway, so then I had to kick her out. And
good.
So that's so that.
Kicked
I don't,
it to
how
the curb.
Did we get
yeah,
there?
Kicked
yeah,
her to the so, curb. Kicked her to the
so
curb.
So anyway, so there's all these stories. So I, you know, and how did we get here?
I have no idea because I thought I was going to want to talk about Giant Robot more.
So yeah, yeah, from, the magazine. Yes,
it went from Giant Robot and DVD ASA to this.
For prostitution driving.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, that was a good chunk, man. That was a good story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no rules here.
Let's go.
Let me backtrack. You know what I mean? I'm not talking over you, am I?
No, not at all. It's kind of funny.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. No, that's the one thing now I have to say that on your show, you do talk to the guests and the guests talk back. One of your other guests, I won't say who I like has his own podcast, and I went to see it just because I liked him. But he had another guest on, and he ended up talking about himself more. I'm like, dude, I want to hear about your guest, not yourself.
That's for solo episodes. If you want to do that, just do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Right, Bryce? We're here because of the Poonster.
Well, you do a very good job about that.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect, ladies and gentlemen, but I can improve. I'm seeing a therapist now, working on my anger.
I didn't realize you had anger.
Back to the Poon. So, giant robot doing stuff with Eric in the store.
Yeah.
Then what led you to the other thing? And then you just start going to.
I left. Mm-hmm. I left the magazine slash store. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the order because I've done jobs in between. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe from there, I worked another job in Orange County.
What kind of job?
The company was an autograph authentication company.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
dude, this guy. You know what? One thing about you. He's worked. He's paid his dues, man. You've worked your jobs. You've worked some jobs.
Yeah.
We both work at a pizza place.
I know.
I worked at Barros Pizza. Shout out to Barros Pizza in Arizona. I was in the kitchen. I have flour all over my face.
Yeah. Did you flip the?
No, I was doing. I was the pizza guy. I'll make a dope pie if you have the ingredients.
Did you have your own pizza like?
Oh, it is a Steve special. If it's my lunch break?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
What'd you put on it?
Triple pepperoni, jalapenos. Then I put a little bit, sprinkle more mozzarella cheese so it melts on top. I did a little, special things for me.
Right.
Yeah.
You should have put it out there.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Put the pizza out there so that people could, eat it.
It was a tough racket. And we're talking Arizona State.
It's a chain,
to be honest with you, one benefit, kids, if there's youngsters listening, because we're older, if you're working in a food place, I recommend it if you're struggling.
Oh, I think
because I survived off the pizza.
Exactly.
I would never starve there, but I was starving as a normal college student.
Right.
But a college student working at Barros Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But you worked at a pizza place, didn't you?
I worked at Purgatory Pizza.
Shout out to Purgatory Pizza for hiring my man.
Yeah.
How'd you get that job?
I met the owner. She was a friend of a friend, and we were just talking. So then I went over to the pizza place. It's a little corner shop in Silver Lake. It closed down now. Mm-hmm. And then we were just talking, and I really liked the vibe. So I came back, and I said, hey, do you guys need help? Are you hiring?
Oh, you put that out there?
Yeah, I asked her.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. And then she said, oh, my God. She goes, I can't pay you. She
said that?
Well, wait. She can't pay you what she thought I made in the real world. Because I was doing other stuff. So I'm like, no. Just pay me minimum wage. That's fine. I just want the experience. So then that's what happened. You know, I opened, closed, made pizza, did food prep, did everything.
You did everything. You made the sauce, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was awesome. It was great.
What are your favorite things working in the pizza spot?
What was my favorite thing?
Yeah. What are some positives about that experience?
Oh, I loved my experience there. It was cool because I got to make my own pizza. There were, of course, off the menu you have to make them.
But you get creative.
Yeah. And then they'd say like, oh, I don't know what I want. I'm like, oh, well,
do this.
Try this or try that. So that was kind of cool.
But you are saving money. You are making more money just due to the fact that you're eating off
Exactly.
You'd spend that, because I know I spend most of my money on food, dude.
Exactly. I was looking at my expenses. I'm like, oh, my God, I spend food.
Right, Bryce? Food. I want this. I want that. I want ramen. I want, you know what I'm saying? Like.
It adds up, even like a Starbucks, $3 or $4, and then all of a sudden
every day. Yep. Oh, they got espresso there? They had espresso?
No.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So
we love our espresso, huh?
I worked, one of my coworkers, there are a lot of weirdos, because it's just like a minimum wage job.
You met some interesting people?
Yeah, but my favorite one was she was a student, and she ended up becoming Miss North Hollywood. I'm like, ooh, she's cute. Ooh. Yeah, she was cute, yeah.
Okay.
Shout
out to Miss North Hollywood. Do you have her first name or do you remember her name?
Oh, yeah. Her name was Ashley.
Ashley, Miss North Hollywood. Shout out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Subscribe to the... do it, the whole thing. Subscribe. We just gave you a shout out. We have fun. Oh, man, it's so good seeing you. I told you this would be easy. Didn't mean to interfere, but we've had a lot of experiences together.
Oh, yeah. The one thing I regret us not having experience together, there are two things, is that I wish I was a better skater so I could go skate with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could still skate, and I would love that.
Yeah. And then the second thing is I wish I played some of the same video games as you did.
It's okay. I mean, it would have been fun. I know, it's fun, but I look at video games even differently now.
Really?
Yeah, because I had a fire team, the WFE, but it's like...
Don't you do a podcast with them?
I'm on hiatus right now. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a little touchy. I'm on hiatus right now because I'm working on a solo music project.
Okay.
Awesome. Collage of the Mirage should be out in a few months. Check the Bandcamp. But going back to video games, I love it's meditative for me because it's like escape where I'm not trying to talk to people now. I want to just escape.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot a couple things, mm-hmm. get a couple bounties done, and whatever.
I was almost late tonight. Mm-hmm. But
What were you playing?
I'm trying to play this game called Taram Online. It's a mobile game. Do you know that game?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's an RPG game.
Yeah.
But I think it's for little kids though.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of it's like a Diablo or a World of Warcraft type game.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like buying clothes.
Yeah.
Like you take the stuff that you you make money in the thing or whatever, and they try to get you to buy different outfits for
that's
your
how
thing.
They get you.
Yeah, I'm like, but these outfits don't, like, they don't give you any, there's no defense.
They're like
or
emojis or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
No, that's how they get you, though.
Yeah, I guess
all these
so, yeah.
games have that.
Yeah, I guess that's a new thing.
Yeah, all these games have it. It's the fashion and the different,
it's
outfits.
It's kind of an anime style, so I'm like, oh, okay.
So we're a bit old school. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say ages, but we're up there. We're getting up there.
Yeah.
We're still alive and kicking.
Mm-hmm.
We were once there, once upon a time, to play a video game, we would have to go to the arcade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And put the quarter in. Or up.
Yeah.
Depending on if there's a line. Yeah. What are your thoughts on this advancement in technology as far as graphic in the video game world? Just in general?
I think as a game, I think it's awesome. I mean, I play a lot of RPGs.
Yeah.
So it's just, even when I started playing 15, 20 years ago till now, it's just amazing. I just think the whole, you could immerse yourself in the world and you don't even have to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like you could just walk around and, just see what things that the animators or the designers do.
You can literally have a second life. Second life. Have you heard about this game?
Mm-hmm.
You're actually creating a character and you're like going to the mall and you go into the coffee shop. You know what I mean? But doesn't it scare you that it's advancing to the it's going to soon, the Ready Player One type thing, where literally it's going to be Oculus right here, and it's like...
It's
going to be so realistic, I'm telling you. It's just, I think in about 5 years, maybe even sooner, because, dude, let me tell you, I went to Dave & Buster's. It was like my girl's nieces, just to bring her there, and they had this Jurassic Park... Oculus ride, I felt like I was there, like in the prehistoric times. It was that believable. Like, it was moving, and like we're in this Jeep.
I think the
T-Rexes are running on the side of you, and you're like, oh my God. I mean, and that's just a game. That's just a ride.
I think it's going to be more dangerous when you can do it at home, because you could be literally, I mean, when we used to play RPG games, we used to just stay at home like 10, 12 hours just going around the clock just playing.
Yeah.
If you have this Oculus thing, you'll be there for days.
Yeah.
Doing what, just...
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I already know. I already know where you're going. I'm going to beat you to the punch because I'm going to tie this other thing you know about me is the Oculus, and then they have the fleshlight.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you're going to really think that the woman's there, and then it's going to move or
Then you're gonna be, and you'll just do it with the emotion, with what you see.
With a fleshlight.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be, I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be a fleshlight merged with Oculus technology. And then you're not gonna see,
you know,
it's gonna change the game. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's a great answer.
That's
to...
That's a game changer.
It's a great answer to overpopulation.
Yeah, your sex robot.
It's not only that. That's competition for
the real poopy. Yeah. You know what? That's the thing though. Is like you have all those, and it kind of just kind of like prostitution. It decreases your ability to have game because when you're out
but
there,
who needs game? When you have the latest updated Oculus.
Well, sure, but you kind of want a girlfriend or you want to get into a relationship,
but
right?
I'm telling you, that's going to be the girlfriend.
Ugh.
Right?
AI.
And then the AI. Okay, then we're going to get, let's go to the, because I just saw Elon Musk on Rogan. Yeah. And let me tell you, this guy, he's warning the world right now. No, you know, he tried to, you know, warn corporations that this is just around the corner. AI merging with
us. See, that's what you said. He's warning. That means it's a bad thing.
Huh?
You said that Elon Musk was warning people. That means it's a bad thing.
Oh, because, he's warning in the sense if they had the self-awareness where they could think, you know, for themselves.
Oh, you're talking about
like
the AI itself.
The AI itself. Like the movie Terminator, for real.
Yeah.
Or like, what's the Blade Runner, the synths.
The sex bots.
Yeah, are they synths?
The replicants.
Replicants. Replicant. There you go. That's why I need you. Replicant. Damn good movie. Even the old one. Shout out to Harrison Ford and
That was
Gosling.
A better one.
Yeah. I loved it all. I loved it all.
Yeah.
But you know, we're living in a very this is scary. I mean, just the fact that I'm doing this right
now with
you. And never in my wildest imagination, if I was a kid, I'm gonna have my own YouTube show. Well, it's gonna be this, and then I'm gonna do a puppet show. You know, like no way.
Yeah, well, think of it. We're doing it, but there's freaking like 12, 13 year olds doing it, and they have their own following. It's crazy. Like they have their own show.
And not only that, the definition of celebrity has changed. Mm-hmm. It is not the same thing anymore. You know what? The one main thing happened months ago at In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm.
There was this African-American kid. He had he had a whole entourage around him. And I'm like, is he a rapper? Like, why? Because you could tell there's something about this kid. He had he had a cool look about him, but he had eight people around him, just surrounding him. But my girl knew who he was.
Who was he?
He was a kid that does Pokemon, or he does something where it's or Akira, and he does these role playing skits on YouTube. But it's he gets millions of views.
Okay, was his entourage people that were filming, or they're just his entourage? They're just his friends.
Well, my girl knew who he was.
Yeah, but you said he was around with a bunch of people. So
I don't know.
But they weren't all holding cameras or anything.
No. But it's just that vibe. It made me think, well, it's a different world right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because back then, we grew up in a time where in order to get that kind of recognition, you'd have to be on a television show.
Yeah.
You'd have to be on the radio. You would have to be whatever it may be.
You'd almost already have to be established before you got to that kind of stardom or celebrityness. Now, it's you could just, you know, you can start off with 500 and 600 and 50,000 viewers.
50,000. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We appreciate you guys tuning in every week, right, Bryce?
Absolutely.
George ain't here this week. His brother's in town.
Now, do you drop the show on a specific day?
Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
Wednesdays.
Oh, we drop it on Wednesdays. We film. Good. Thanks for clearing that up. We film on Tuesdays. We drop on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's good. I'm so glad you're here because you were there when I started even becoming accustomed and me being introduced to this whole world.
How many shows have you had now?
What number is Poon?
It's up there. We're probably in the 80s, maybe.
So are you do you guys have seasons? I never understand why.
I think we did at first.
We gave up after 30 episodes.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
No, it's not seasons anymore.
Yeah, I don't understand why YouTube videos have seasons because it's like it's on as ongoing as you want it.
Yeah.
So,
no, this is the thing about this, and this is where I didn't realize how much, you know, was involved in doing this. It just takes, you have to be consistent. That's the main thing. So if you want to start out the world, like, you know, I'm not that far along, but because there's a lot of people like way beyond me, but I would say the number one trait you would need is consistency.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. You just do the grind.
Even when you, there's weeks I don't want to do it. I mean, I would never tell them that. Yeah, there's weeks where I just, I just don't want to, I just want to lay down or I want to play a game. I don't want to do anything.
Now, how do you get your guests? Is it pretty easy? Like, you just email
them?
No,
that's the most difficult. It's, I'm,
like, you got,
I don't know, I don't even know how people do it. I literally, I just throw curveballs out there. I just,
like, how did you get, like, Sasha Grey? We were talking about her earlier.
I straight up, I plant the seed.
Long time ago?
I'll just direct message them. I'll try to hit Saley up. I'll be like, I'll just try different ways of getting in there.
Okay.
I'm trying to get Tom DeLonge on here one day. I went to high school with Tom DeLonge from Blink.
Oh.
Yeah, Poway. So shout out to Poway. But that's going to be difficult
to get. I guess the more famous they are, the more difficult it is.
I don't know. What would you say?
You've had some pretty big people on the show, though.
Wee Man, Sasha Grey.
Although this is episode 76. This should be.
Yeah, but this show's not about that. I want people at different parts of the mountain.
Right.
I don't want just the person at the top of the mountain looking down. I want the person at the middle of the mountain or just like beginning their journey. You know, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I think it's more interesting that way because I think, you know, viewers could identify more with struggle and like grinding and trying to hustle for whatever just to make ends meet, pay the rent. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I going back to like those days, you know, I think I might have taken a lot of stuff for granted, you know, as far as how good we really had it.
Right, right. Now that you have to do it yourself.
Yeah. What are some of your fondest memories of that time of DVD ASA during that time? You'd have to say the 24-hour marathon. You would have to throw that in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because there were some really cool people that went through that show. One of my favorite porn stars was there.
I mean, several were there.
Yeah.
So explain to the viewers what that was. So it was a DVD annually.
Yeah, they have an anniversary show, which it runs around November, I think. Mm-hmm. So Dave would just throw this spectacular, amazing show. Mm-hmm. And I was really only there for the second one.
I was there with you.
We were there actually for both of them, but I didn't really know what was going on the first time because they had this like a runway show coming down and they were doing this modeling stuff.
It was so weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. We didn't know what's going on. Yeah. We're just like there with our eyes wide open.
It was literally. Oh, and then we Monchi had to do a show that morning too, the next day. For the wedding,
So we did the marathon.
And I didn't sleep, and then we did the wedding. Mm-hmm. We did a show at a church. It was wild. And then that's where we met Spiegler.
I've met him before.
Explain to the viewers who
Spiegler is.
Have you heard of this guy?
Mark Spiegler. Yeah, Asa Akira's agent, I believe. I don't know what his official title is, but I know that he's like a bigwig within the porn industry.
He's like a manager.
Yeah, and Asa is one of his clients, and so that's how I met him before.
Let me ask you, do you think he'd be a good guest?
Oh, you'd be a great guest.
I mean, just to get in the mind of that world. I don't know.
I think one of the things he's a little quiet, but I think you could draw information out from him.
I'll try pushing different buttons.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, man, come on.
I think you should, when you get him on, just ask him how he got started. I think his story is pretty amazing because he wasn't like he was a guy who I think was like some kind of a financial analyst or something. Like he had a career and somehow he just sort of like bloop came over and did the porn thing.
And let me tell you something, the gals that he represents, they look at him fondly.
Yeah.
He really looks
he's very
out
professional.
For the best interest.
Yes, exactly.
He like makes sure that they don't get messed up in any deals. Mm-hmm. That he makes sure that they get paid.
He vets them very well before he takes them. They have to be reliable and responsible. Mm-hmm. So
would you ever do that job?
Do what job?
What Spiegler does.
I don't know, because I think I might be a little bit too like
tempted, maybe.
No, that doesn't bother me.
Okay. I thought you were going to say temptation.
Well, I would be, but
yeah.
See, I think he knows his way around, and I think I would get conned a lot. Like, and then like, I don't know if I could be strict enough with the girls where he is, you know, like he has a very good business model where he's respected by the girls and the business. And I think there's just a lot of sleazy people. And I think I might end up falling into that.
Good point. There must be dark sides, you know, with the drug use.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about you?
No, that's a negative.
Well, you can't.
Well,
now.
I can't. I'm in a committed, you know, relationship. I mean, do you believe that? I mean, you knew me when.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, how long have you been going with this girl? 2 years.
Yeah, over 2.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we all grow up, so and you kind of became more responsible, I guess.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, having a girlfriend isn't easy. So you were doing something right.
Well, we just went to IKEA and, you know, well, yeah, we do stuff like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
The thing about it is it's like, it's not about me. It's like.
About us.
It's about us. How do I cater my lifestyle to complement hers? Yeah. How do I.
Compromise.
It can't just be like, I can't. If it was up to me, I'd be sitting there or like writing music or doing whatever I want. But it's. So, you know, you just got to like kind of navigate through all those things.
Have you met her parents?
Oh, I go there all the time.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so she's Filipino, so, okay. Yeah, Filipino family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was scared initially, but, you know, they've grown to accept me, you know. They know what I do, you know. They know, oh, Steve's on YouTube. Good, you know. They don't really ask a lot. You know what I mean? But
as long as you make her happy.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I wanted to go, let's go to right now. Wait, we can't talk. So you can't talk, you can't talk about... Okay, we already discussed that. Okay, yeah, well, I'm not going to bring that up, yeah, because I just caught myself. Like, as far as what you've been doing nowadays.
Oh,
but
yeah.
So that's kind of on the hush, you know. I understand that. The thing is, I understand, too.
Right, right.
Completely. Mm-hmm. So
because when we were both there, we weren't able to talk about our current situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just because, you know, there's project, you know, whatever. Whatever it might be in the
making. Well, let me ask you this. I'm kind of...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're going to sidestep, but anyway. You mentioned earlier, off the show, I said, oh, who are you most... I think, was it nervous or intimidated by? And you just, as a guest, and you said Sasha Grey, and I wanted to know why.
Well, Sasha Grey.
Yeah. Why?
I mean...
But she was great, though, right? I mean, I'm sorry,
yeah,
I didn't see the show,
she's,
but...
Just a cool person.
Yeah.
So
one day you get. Like
I was nervous for Theo Vaughn.
Why?
Because.
Did you guys do the show together?
He was here. He was sitting where you are.
Oh, okay.
Theo's
hilarious.
Eddie Bravo. I was nervous for Eddie Bravo.
Okay. You mean.
Is anyone who's got like. My personality. Like, my personality is good with people, like, you know, I could bounce, you know, well, what I mean, like it's a mutual,
like normal people
exchange. Yeah, it's a mutual exchange, like, oh yeah, yeah, I get poon, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people who are like, I guess, higher career wise or whatever it may be, I'm a little intimidated by that. I don't know, it's my own thing, I'm doing work on it, you know.
Well, so right now, if you could have any three guests on your show, who would be your top three
in the world?
Yeah.
I would like more like MF Doom.
Okay. Oh, he's awesome.
Maybe Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. I gotta throw a gal. Maybe Natalie Portman. I don't know. Ellen Page would be great.
I know you have a thing for Ellen Page.
Well, we don't have to get into that.
All right.
She's in a committed relationship.
Yeah, with another gender. Yeah. Not your gender.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But she's a great...
But you're a fan of Natalie Portman.
I'm afraid of it. Yeah, all that.
Because of Star Wars or The Professional or...
Oh, I like Garden State.
Oh, okay. All right.
I own that at one time
in
my
life. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
I
got it. Back then, we talked a lot. Did you ever get into the Fleshlight thing?
No, I never had one. What do you mean into it? I never had one.
You never used it.
Yeah, I never used it.
But there was so... The availability was so...
Yeah,
you're
I guess
around,
so.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I should take a recommendation from you because you seem to enjoy it a lot.
Do you want to show you what I'm using now? I mean, when my girl's not around. Can I just show you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah. Is this a new one?
I didn't clean it.
It's never clean. Yeah. How come you never clean it?
There might be some Vaseline in here.
Oh, man. Like, so it opens up. Oh. Whoa. So you just...
It's just that.
Oh, my God. So you do... Do you do as close to the oculars, you watch a porn, and then you're like... And you do the POV.
Hey, man, okay. Before you start on that tangent, man.
Sorry.
I've changed, but there's a lot about me that still has stayed the same.
Right.
I'm a dude.
Yeah, no, I know.
I watch things, and I'm working on that, too, though. I'm trying to minimize... I'm now... You know, I used to watch a lot more. Porn.
Oh, okay.
Porn. Well, I'm talking about porn.
Yeah.
Porn.
As opposed to what?
Man, I beat off like two or three times a night.
Before, well, you have a girlfriend now, so you don't. So okay, let me ask. Does she watch all your shows, all your episodes?
No.
Oh, okay. So she's not going to.
Oh, she knows about this.
I mean, she knows about it, but she.
We've had conversation about this specifically.
Did she say why do you need it?
I mean, we've worked through these things.
Issues.
Yeah, these issues, because you know, from you have to put yourself in a female.
Well, sure.
It's like I would not like it if she had like a dong. Like, hey, look what I'm using when you're not around. It's pink too. It's bigger than yours too. I'm using this. You know, I would feel horrible.
You'd be more intimidated or more.
But you know, with me,
it's pink rather than let's say it's brown. Or if it's
it could
green.
Be any color. Okay, just okay. It could be
right.
Fluorescent
yeah,
green.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. It just the fact right, that sure. if she this is what I'm using. You know, I'd be like, oh, I'm not good enough. That's a thing. That's where. Yeah. But that's not true.
Right.
It's just I'm like I'm just I get horny.
Yeah, you get horny.
Around,
you want,
I get
yeah,
horny, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I just and literally you know right when I bust a nut, I'm done.
Right.
I'm clear.
Isn't it actually better? Because otherwise, if you're horny, you might go out and start prowling. But
not only that, I noticed that, Bryce, agree with me if you, I mean, nod your head if you agree. But I noticed if I don't and I blue ball it, I get angry, dude.
Oh.
Like, I get aggro. It's like...
You gotta release
it. It's like releasing the demons. You know, Dave talked about this.
Yeah.
Releasing the demons, man. You know, so that's what I do. You still do it too, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can we talk about your method, though? It's so interesting. No?
I don't know, because...
I love the way your teeth went. Oh, okay. No, we don't have to, brother. I'm just throwing things out there, man.
Yeah. Well, here's the irony.
I'm not as bad as what they used to do to us, though. Yeah, hold up. Me doing this, they used to do... Come on, man. They put us in uncomfortable.
Really?
I'm talking about the podcast. Oh, yeah.
I was having fun.
Well, for 95% of the time I did, but there was several ones where I'm like,
oh, you're a little uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh,
either.
Okay. All right.
You can play it that game. Yeah. You know, I don't talk about it. You don't
all
talk
about right, it. All right.
Yeah. We'll talk about it when the cameras, you know.
No. We won't talk about it later.
We'll edit it out.
We won't talk about it later.
So,
I always hate that when they do that on shows.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, we'll talk about it off air. I'm like, dude, I'm listening to you. Don't. I hate that when they say, oh, we'll talk about it later. I'm like, you just said it in front of us that you're going to talk about it, but we don't get to listen. It's like, I got a secret, but I can't tell you.
I can't think specifically. It's just maybe...
No, I'm not saying you should. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to go.
Yeah,
I should have just let it go.
Yeah, I'm sweating on my own show.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I just meant we
should
just
move on. Flashbacks.
Yeah, I just meant we should just move on. We should just move on.
This is my own day at the show, and I'm having like flashbacks of dread or something. I apologize, folks. I'm just glad to catch up with you, brother.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So are there any things are there things when it went down, when the podcast went down, it affected us, right?
Oh, yeah. I won't say it's a regret, but it was the thing I was really worried about. So what I did was I had, because it was, I was more worried about I'm a godfather to some kids, a couple of kids or to a kid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if my friends, the parents heard this podcast, which I know that he has, he does listen to the podcast of the old DVDSA. I was thinking like, holy shit, he might think like, oh fuck, I didn't realize Poon was so weird, you know, like I don't want, you know.
We're all weird.
Yeah, I mean, no, I know. But I didn't want to use that against me, you know.
And you didn't want that person to do it.
Well, I just didn't want him to use it. Like, dude, you're a little bit too weird. I don't want you around my kid. That's what I was worried about. But when I spoke to them, I said, no, you're fine. We already know you well enough that we don't have to worry about that. So that was the only thing. Not that the issue that we talked about wasn't anything about me and kids. I want to make that clear. I don't want people to get the wrong impression that I was like a weirdo.
But it was about something else.
So that was all clear. That was the only thing that I was like, I'm a little worried about. But otherwise, I kind of live a life where if you can't talk about it or you feel like it's a little bit regretful, then you shouldn't do it. Obviously, you shouldn't do it if you feel a little bit bad about it, and you can't. But that's for me. That's the way I do it. So that's why I don't really care. It's easy for me to be open about things. Hey, if you think it's bad to go see hookers, don't go see them. Like, if you have to hide it from people, like, I realize not everyone's accepting of it, but don't, you know, if you have to lie about it, then maybe you shouldn't just do it. Maybe you should just go off and find a girlfriend or whatever, you know?
Right.
So
I mean, but the thing, I understand what you're saying, and I agree.
Right.
But just being a human.
Oh, sure.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Mistakes are made.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just learned from it.
Decisions are made.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not necessarily mistakes unless you want to interpret
them exactly.
Them. But, I mean, dude, because we're both getting older, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, unless we merge into this AI and extend our lives another 100 years or whatever, like becoming the Borg, like in Star Trek, you know, the Borg.
Right.
I don't know, you know, it's like, I don't know how many days we have left on this planet.
What do you think? Okay, right now you don't have a kid, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think your legacy, how would you like your legacy to be carried on?
That, I want it to be a certain way, but I know most likely it won't. They'll probably... they'd probably remember me for this YouTube thing.
So that's how you'd like.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean,
but I would like it for my music because I've spent most of my life trying to learn the craft of writing this stuff.
Can I ask you? You're having a new album come out.
Yeah, it's called Collage of the Mirage.
Do you still call it albums? See, I grew up where we had albums. I don't know if that's what it's called now.
I'm a little bit old-fashioned in the sense. I know kids nowadays don't release music even in that sense.
Right.
Music's released differently nowadays.
Yeah, so I
realize that. Mm-hmm. But just for me, my own satisfaction, I would like to quote-unquote do an album, a conceptual project.
So see, like I don't 10, look 12 at it. Songs or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be 10 songs. Yeah. And I don't want it. That's a good question. I look at it as like how James Jean does that art. I do it like how people do art or something.
Oh,
or like,
okay.
Or no, or like a book.
Right, right,
you
know? Right.
You don't want to just have one page out of the book. Hey, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, well, so is that's it. Is I want it, a couple pages in that book.
So is this album going to be under the Stevie Weeby or is it going to be under Kwang O?
That's it. Oh, man, you're coming up with some good questions. I like it.
See, I want to know. I think your fans want to know.
I think that this is my first album released under this alias.
Under Stevie Weeby.
Yeah, because that's like, I'm, you know, my music name, my Korean name.
Right.
Kwang-woo.
Oh, Kwang-woo, sorry.
Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. Yeah. But most people don't know how to pronounce that. They don't know what it is. And it could be a Chinese city. I think, in fact, it is a Chinese city in China.
Okay.
So they're a bit confused. So I'm like, well, they know this. They're not going to confuse this.
Right.
Yeah. And so I feel like, because this album... this album was reversed. It was Kwang U, and the album was Stevie Weeby.
Oh, it was, okay.
So I released it as Kwang U.
But the name of the album was called Stevie Weeby.
Yeah. So this was like the changing of the guard. I think Stevie Weeby,
I'll tell you one thing. Okay, there was a song I kind of like, and then the artist, her name was Christine. I'm like... Really? Your name is just Christine? Like, when you try to Google that shit or go on YouTube, do you know how many Christine comes up?
Oh, that's her...
That was her singing name.
Oh, and that's...
I was like, what an idiot. Like,
so at least this is unique at least it's enough very where... Unique. Yeah, 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 yeah. Where... No, I would never do that.
I just wanted to throw that because that was always been...
Thanks, man. Yeah, yeah. appreciate that. Yeah. You know, it's just, I'm not doing, because, like, you can't, I've been around long enough to know that, like, unless you're a poppin' artist, like, you know, like on a major, or you already have that backing, I know that I'm not going to make a lot of money even pressing up, doing this album. I'm not doing it for those reasons.
Right, right.
And like, why is it that people do anything? It's to it's the sense of completion. Mm-hmm. I want to know, I spent this, like, you know, nights writing, and then finding a sample, or it's just like, that's why it's a collage.
Right, right, right.
And then, you know, collage of the Mirage, where I don't really, it's a little cloudy.
How many more songs do you want before you're...
I'm basically one away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you just sort of,
one or two away. I get crazy, though. I get crazy as far as, like, you know, like overthinking it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
man,
of course.
This is, it's not up to par with these mumble rappers. This is not, it's so dated because this is not the style of music that people are listening to. But I don't care now.
Mumble rap is just going to be here for maybe another couple years and they'll be gone.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about it? If it's good, it's good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rest in peace. What are your thoughts on all these rappers dying? Like, speaking of, I'm not saying mumble rappers, artists in general. Like, they just seem to be, it's like this annual thing now. You know, it's the guy from Linkin Park, Chester.
I think we're at an age where the people we grew up are, they're facing the consequences of their life choices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because we have the internet, all the information comes so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. If it wasn't for the internet, I bet you we wouldn't even know half these artists had passed away. Like, how would we know it before? Reading a newspaper?
Yeah.
Listening to the news? You know, so...
Have you noticed, too, like, when, like, a tragic event of, like, an icon or something happens, like... Because I noticed myself kind of doing this, because I wasn't a fan of Mac Miller that hard.
Oh, and you started listening to the music?
I may have listened to one song. I may have.
Yeah.
I knew his name.
Right.
But I wasn't bumping his stuff bumped this or like Far Side or something. Mm-hmm. I wasn't bumping it like that. But I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that, you know? I had a point. Would you say that once someone passes away, they like people are quick to jump on the bandwagon like, oh, my God, because it's like... I noticed that with the younger kids.
It happens a lot with restaurants, too. Like, I'll read, like, oh, this restaurant is closing down. It's been around for, like, you know, 10, 15 years. Now it's closing down. Oh, how sad. I'm like, you probably never even went to it. You didn't frequent it. So now, of course, it's out of business, you know? Like, sorry.
I mean, we got some points there, huh, Bryce? Yeah. I think these are valid points, yeah. Mm. So what are you thinking, like, I mean, this is a real deep... What do you think we are? Like, what do you think, like, this planet is?
I don't know.
Because we're getting older. I think about this type of stuff now, like, laying in bed now. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to get philosophical. Because this show is not...
It's not based on
philosophical ideals. This, you know, this ain't Rogan or this ain't Marin. This is just the Stevie Weeby Show. Right. The interesting guests.
Not just.
We just shoot the breeze.
Yeah, yeah.
For, you know, a couple minutes, but... Because we're both, I'm getting older, you're getting older. What do you think about mortality? Like, what do you think we are?
Well, see, I'm a religious person, actually. So, but I do have thoughts like, you know, maybe when we die, we just die. Our body just goes into earth and then that's the end of it. And then I kind of don't want to think about it anymore because there's nothing I can do to change it. So it's like, well, why think about it? Because I can't. I'm not living forever. And if I die, hopefully I go to heaven. But if there's no heaven to go to, well, I mean, that was that. I just got to live life like I want to now, while I can.
If you had a choice of your ashes being in the ground or in the ocean, like, what would you want?
I want it in the ocean, but it's kind of for a really weird reason.
Well, let's hear why.
It's a cheaper way of doing it. I mean, like, you know, you got to get a coffin. Yeah. And then I'm like, I don't have family. Like, who the hell's going to go to my, you know, who the hell's going to go to my grave?
Yeah.
You know, like, just put me out there. It's kind of cool. And, you know, so if my friends, if they want to visit me or think about me, then they just go to the ocean and go to the beach and think about me. They don't need to, like, go to a cemetery and go out of their way to,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's me, you know. It's like,
I like that. That's commendable. Yeah. Yeah. I, I agree. I would want to beat my ashes in the ocean, but for different reasons.
Oh, what?
Just in case if there's like any kind of after whatever, like energy contained or spirits being compressed or contained, I would want it not to be underground 6 feet deep.
Oh, you want
I would want it to be with the dolphins and the sea life. You know what I mean? I would want my spirit to be free.
Okay, what happens if your energy, you know, because at least if it's underground, it's all together. But
I
in the
still
ocean,
don't care. No. I just, because if you think of the concept of water and ocean, it's just, it's freedom. Like Bruce Lee, dude.
Yeah,
be like water. Be like water. Be like water. Mm-hmm. Be like, it's like that. It's like Bruce Lee. Be like water. That's kind of cool. Be like, that's what we want to do. We want to be like water when we die. We want to be one with nature.
Mm-hmm.
He meant it more in fluidity of kung fu moves and stuff. But I mean it more in like a spiritual sense.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, can I be honest with you? I mean, don't think I'm crazy. Don't think I just watch The Matrix too much.
Yeah,
But I honestly think this is a prison planet. Like we've lived different lives.
Okay,
I believe that you've lived as a girl in Sweden.
I've lived
as a tribal person in Africa. Bryce was in Mexico at one time as a migrant worker. I don't know, but we've lived different lives. And what I think happens when you die is there's a thing called the Saturn Moon Matrix. It has to do with Saturn.
Specifically
Saturn. Saturn, the way the Illuminati for I didn't want. I don't want to get too deep, but the way this stuff works is symbols, they bind us somehow to this. Like, they keep our frequencies honed down, kept down. But when we die, we go to this recycling place where they wipe our memory and then they just into a different thing. And then we just keep going.
What?
Moon, we go death, transportation, purgatory place to moon, back in, down here, different life. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. And we're just stuck. Because it's like, I was listening to this dude, this rapper Daylight, he was talking to, he did an Insta feed. He was saying, talking about the moon. Like, when's the last time we actually tried a shuttle, a rocket went to the moon?
It's been a while.
It's been a long. The last time I remember, I was in like second or third or fourth grade, and we're in my, Mrs. K, our teacher, like, she was wearing, she had like these, shaded, glasses, tinted.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I saw tears coming. Like, I didn't know, but she was crying, and she goes, kids, gather around. There's a tragic event happened. And I remember they brought the TV in, and it showed the, remember that? It was like in the 80s. Asian dude on.
You're talking about the space shuttle that tried to go up to space.
It tried to go up to space. But when's the last time? I mean, we have, like, basically a space shuttle here. But we can't have a space shuttle to get out of this place? Come on, man. That's what I was listening to this dude. I'm like, dude, he's got a point. I mean, that's why I feel like NASA or whatever forces may be like are like.
So would you go up there if they gave you a choice? If NASA can't. NASA
I want to explore. I want to. It's like Star Trek.
But what if they said, hey, we're sending you up there, but you're going to be up there for the next 20 years. Could you do that?
Well, does it entail me space voyage, exploration?
Well, basically, the crux of the question is, can you be 20 years away from your girlfriend, from your brother, from your family? Because you're going up there, you won't be back for 20 years. Can you do that?
It's like that movie with Matthew McConaughey? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where they go through time.
Oh, yeah, where they go through time, his daughter's older.
Yeah.
It'll be like that.
But could you
if they're cool with it, I'll be cool. I mean, as long as they're at ease with my decision. If I go, this is something I really want to do.
Do you really want to do it?
I've been watching Star Trek hard lately, dude. I've been watching.
Wait, which? The TNG or
the
original?
The
movies?
With Picard.
Oh, okay, TNG.
The Next Generation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's one with the Borg. It says the best of both worlds. It's a two-part
series.
Oh,
he turns into a Borg.
Yeah,
right,
where he turns into a Borg. That's going to happen, bro.
You think so?
Yeah. Elon Musk is already warning us.
Oh.
He's even saying the organics merge. We talked about this on the way to Jeremiah's. It's the merging of the technology into us.
Is that bad?
Well, according to him, it's not, because he can make a super. He's going to make a super.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's
hey, man, you become like, I don't want any part of it.
You become like a cyborg.
I know. He wants it. You can fly. You'll live 500 years. You'll be like, I don't want any part of it.
You just have to make sure there's enough firewalls in your head so that the AI doesn't take over you.
No. It ain't going to be like that. There's going to be a central system that's going to... It's going to be like the Borg. It's going to be like Borg, the Borg.
Oh,
they're
going to
link you in like the Borg, where they know... You know what I mean?
Why can't there be a rogue faction?
There is going to be, I think.
That's not part of
the... So my estimation, it's going to be like some Terminator.
Yeah.
John Connor. It's going to be like John Connor. Who's going to be our John Connor?
Could be you, Steve.
No, I don't have any guns. It's got to be either him, George, or...
But remember when he came back, John Connor was a kid. Like, he didn't know anything. Like, he didn't have guns in his bedroom.
You're right. Are you talking about the first one?
Yeah, with the kid, right?
What was the one with Edward Furlong?
That was the second one. I think that was the second one.
Furlong? I miss that kid. He's a great actor.
Yeah, did he get like into some trouble or something?
I don't know. He was in some good movies back then. I'm sorry, I totally got off. But, dude, are this a 2-hour podcast? With this guy, I know it's past an hour.
It's past an hour, just barely.
Let me ask you a real quick question that hasn't happened anything.
Hey, you know what? Okay, let's just keep talking. Because we can make this into a double.
Yeah, I think we do.
You want to double up? Because this guy could, we could keep talking. Are we an hour and 20 or hour and 30?
We're hour 5.
Oh, okay. We could just wrap it up. Yeah.
Just pretend like we never said that.
Do you still have your crazy hours? You would like go to sleep at like 6 in the morning and then wake up at 2. Like, do you still do that?
This man knows me very well.
So you still do that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I cannot.
What do you mean you cannot?
Being in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
That's all a no-no. Right.
Oh, all right, yeah. All right.
I'm living with this white furry thing.
All right.
And a girl in here. She's got her own scheduling.
Oh, does she live here?
Yeah.
Wait, where is she?
She's in...
Because she knows
her folks.
Because you know she's doing a show, so she's out Tuesday night. All right.
Yeah.
But she'll come back after.
Yeah, I'm going to see her tomorrow, but she's here 4 days out of the week.
Wait, I don't know if you can review this since... When you tape the show, is it always at 9 at Tuesday nights?
For the most part, right, Bryce?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, where were we getting at? I lost track of... We went everywhere.
I was asking because I kind of wanted to do this like the short series of eating at 1 in the morning. So I was like, I wonder if you would be free.
I do intermittent fasting. You know what? The thing is, that's changed too. I really only eat like one meal a day now.
I remember you didn't eat very much.
And on Sundays, I eat my last meal and then I don't eat for 24 hours.
Is this why do you do that?
Because
you're not hungry, or are you trying to lose weight?
No, I'm trying to look good for my girl too.
All right. I remember when Dave used to take us out to dinner, and you order your meal like your. I remember it was a teriyaki chicken, and you ate like only like 3 or 4 pieces, and I was just waiting for us all to leave, and then I went and ate the rest of your meal. I was like, "Why is he not eating it?" I'm like, oh, dude, he doesn't eat very much, all right?
That's crazy you brought that up. Because with that little stove right there, I make my own teriyaki chicken now.
You make your own sauce? You
chicken breast? I do it up. I love
it.
Make dumplings, yeah. And that's the thing, I never cooked before, but now I cook a little bit more. I got a mean chicken soup.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I cut up the celery, get the carrots, put some garlic in there. Cook up the chicken, thin pieces, put some garlic, you know.
Got
a whole method, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hearty. And the thing is, if you make soup, it can last you know, because it's a pot. It's like the next step is chili. And you know who makes good chili? He's not here, but the other producer, George.
Oh, okay.
He makes a mean chili.
Vegetarian chili.
Yeah. Vegetarian chili.
Is he vegetarian?
No.
No, I don't know why.
He grew up vegetarian, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So... Although this might not be interesting to your people, but I'm curious. Are you and George usually here together?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Keep asking, man. Ask him. I love your questions. Keep asking. Ask him a couple more, and then we'll do.
Okay. Well, when George
outs.
Is here, what I mean, do you just do the same thing, but George just isn't here because you guys can do it by yourself?
Co-produce.
Oh, okay. All right. So, how did you get involved with the show?
We worked at Maker Studios together. Well, George and I are cousins.
Okay.
So we come from Michigan, Wisconsin, all that stuff. But we worked at Maker Studios together. We worked with Bobby producing.
Right. Okay.
And then we started working with Bobby on Tiger Belly. And we listened to DBSA back in the days. So we learned about you guys. And so we were always fans from the DBSA.
Oh.
And then Tiger Belly and now Stevie.
So you do both, though, right?
All of it, yeah.
Oh, they're doing Dumbfounded, too.
And Dumbfounded.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So do you believe? I mean, this is still going on. What do you think, man? I mean,
I think this is amazing. I think it's awesome.
You're a part of it now.
Well, yeah.
Will you come to do a part two?
I thought this was part two.
No. We need you for part two.
Oh yeah, of course.
We'll talk about
dude,
more
anytime,
stuff.
Anytime you want, dude.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Who would you think? This is me bouncing things. Who would you think would be a good fit for the Stevie Weeby show?
Ooh, you know,
it could be someone in the art world.
Okay, well,
because James Sheen finally agreed.
Oh, he did.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, that's awesome. That's big.
Right?
Yeah, next week.
So,
oh wow,
we got James.
What's his name? Funny Asian guy. Yang.
Yang?
Yeah, you know, what the fuck? Why can't I remember his name right now? He's hilarious. It's not Alan. It's, you know, the guy on Crazy Rich Asians. He's a stand-up.
Oh, Jimmy
Yang.
Yeah. I don't know if I... He's been on Tiger Belly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would love it. I would love Awkwafina. I would love
I thought
that.
For some reason, I thought you had Awkwafina.
No,
but...
we were close to getting her, but it never happened.
Okay.
So hey, if you see this, Awkwafina, we're all proud of you. We're fans of your work. We would love to have you on the Stevie Weeby show. Anybody else? It could be anybody.
How about, like, I'm just staying with the music genre, Far East Movement?
That's a good one. Right? Should I just direct message them or
I don't. Yeah, I think they're pretty accessible.
You think so?
Oh, they haven't come out with anything for a while.
Yeah.
So they might be a little easier to get now.
We got to get him on Tiger Belly.
Yeah, let's do that.
What do you do? Look, are you sweating?
I feel, you know what, because I don't want to get into this.
I got love for you, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You're my brother.
I don't think your brother does, and I feel really bad about
that. I got a different relationship with you.
And the thing, the irony about the whole thing is, I actually like your brother. Like, I'm actually a supporter of his work, but then because of what happened before, I think he thinks like I have this.
Dude, that was like 8 years.
It got brought up.
It got brought up recently.
Bryce, did you hear
about this?
Yeah, what happened?
I had made a comp. Well, okay.
He used to write blogs.
Yeah, I used to write blogs, and I wrote one for DBSA, and I was, you know, like, being mean, like, it's funnier to be mean than it is to be nice. So I went through the list of everyone on the show, and I just kind of dissed on them. And then I said, well, what's with Bob? Because one of the guys on the show, Bobby Namba, got married, and it wasn't a very big wedding. And so he invited Bobby to come, but he never showed up. And he had said, yeah. And, you know, so I kind of made the comment, like, who is this guy? Like, why didn't he show up? You know, like, and I basically called him out. And at the time, and, you know, and he didn't really appreciate it. And I felt bad. I feel bad because I actually, like I said, I actually am a fan of his. But, you know, it just sort of.
I'll talk to him.
I think we should resolve this. It'd be a good thing to resolve.
You know what would be great? If the next one, you guys are sitting side to side. And then the whole, we'll find a resolution. No, that'd be great. Like, you know, I could be the mediator. Bob will come in. Hey, what's going on, man? You want to get some cream? Yeah. Oh, look who it is, dude. Hey. I'm like, have a seat. Let's talk this out.
Yeah, yeah. I
Poon,
I,
you, tell me what you told me last time. Bob, it's your turn to speak.
I was actually.
What do you think, Bryce?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I was gonna text him and say like, "Hey, just hope everything's going well." But it was at the time that he was like getting on all these shows, and I was feeling like, "Oh, he, you know, I didn't want him to think like, oh, I'm just texting him now that he's on his, you know, he bounced up and I'm like, ugh. So yeah, I just let him be."
I always like that about you, like your awareness. In Korean, yeah. Koreans call it nunchi. Nunchi.
Oh,
yeah,
nunchi.
It's,
right.
It's awareness and.
Or I'm paranoid.
Just, yeah. No. Dude, he'll come around, dude. You know, he's.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a.
I don't know if it was serious or he was just doing
anymore.
It for the show.
Yeah, that was so long ago, you know?
But.
We still got love for you. I got love for you, you know?
And his girlfriend. Defended me too, so that was a good
one. Yeah,
Kalila, yeah. So that was cool. Yeah,
yeah. Would you be open to going there if they asked you though?
Yeah, of course.
You do it, right?
Yeah. I don't.
Hey,
I don't
make
really,
it happen, dude.
I don't
get
have
him
any. Yeah.
And then Jeremiah, get the peeps.
It's
going.
Not. It's not like his show is like. You know, like the only show I would not that I'm at that level, but the only show I'd be scared of doing would be Eric Andre's show. Because doesn't he like kind of like do these weird things and makes the guests feel uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I'm like, you know.
I'm still a fan of that though.
His show's
genius. Oh, it's genius. It's straight genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just too mean for me.
God, that guy's. He's entertaining, dude.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. Yeah, I knew you were gonna say. I bit my tongue. I'm like, oh, that's just way beyond. But you know what? Life short.
Yeah,
I said we could either be in the ground or in the ocean.
You know what? You'll never get them if you don't ask.
I wrote Jonah Hill,
and he's kind of like, isn't he kind of like a stuck up guy?
I'm a big fan of his. He just directed his own movie early.
Yeah, Skate.
Mid-90s.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, so. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Oh, are you gonna? Is he coming on the
no,
show?
No, I direct messaged him and he probably didn't check. It was probably message 8,341. Yeah. So yeah. But hey, the point is I tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm shooting for the stars.
Right.
Speaking of shooting for the stars, I'm it's more believable I could get Tom because I could use I went to middle school and high school with you. You don't remember me, you know?
Yeah.
I could use that card on him. But I would have to go through so many filters, you know, I'd have to call to the Stars Academy and go, hey, explain to the secretary, listen, I went to high school with this guy, and I'm sure there's 100 people that already done that. I would actually have to physically show up. I don't know if it's
but
based
you know
in
what?
San Diego
but,
and go, dude, do you remember me? We skated the parking lot back in the day.
The difference between you and all these other guys... They probably don't have a podcast of 50,000 viewers.
That's not that
and subscribers.
But in the YouTube world, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from what I have going on.
But versus everyone else in that class, they probably like only two or three have a YouTube with a viewer subscription of 12.
Oh, you're talking about my high school class.
Yeah.
Good point.
See?
Tom, I'm going to get you on here, buddy, to the Stars Academy. Right? You had fun?
Yeah.
Part two coming up with my brother and... So do you? Hey, let's. How we doing on time? Can I guess?
I think we're. Really
I'm just gonna guess.
We?
We're at hour and 14.
Nope.
Hour and 10.
Nope.
Hour and 20.
Warmer. Hour 17.
Wow.
Hour and 17. It's gonna be hour and 20 because I have to.
Yeah. And don't
no,
you
we
have
to say your first.
And don't you do your?
Oh no, no puppet show's next week. We did it last week.
Oh, you do it every other show.
Because I'm doing my album.
Oh, I see.
So that's
okay,
good you brought that up. Yeah. So the viewers who are like, I know there's certain viewers and fans of the Little Ray's World Puppet Show at the end. I'm doing that every other week right now because I'm trying to focus on my solo project here. So I wanted to make it as good as possible. So it's going to be every... There's people getting tattooed. Like, these people are hitting me up now. They're about to get tatted. Yeah. So that trips me out. I don't even know. That hasn't hit me yet. But... yeah, so let's start doing your... what's your Instagram?
It's Yum Yum Cha.
How do you spell that?
Y-U-M-Y-U-M-C-H-A.
Okay, anything, any other social medias?
Or? No. That's the only...
What about, you don't have, like, writing, like, blog?
No, thing? Actually, Dave's trying to get me back into it, so...
You're a good writer.
Thanks.
You should really consider... You should consider doing... Don't let a couple of those past things stop you from expressing.
No. Here's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, like, how you kind of made the comment earlier about your music. Like, oh, I don't know if it's, like, updated, like, it's a little old. I feel like writing is a little old. You know,
Why don't you just take the same advice you gave me then and just say, you know what? I enjoy writing and I want to put it out.
I want to go to another step. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What about like a book? You could write a, what about a book, dude?
I don't know, man.
You have a lot of stories, man. I don't understand. Transporting and everything.
I mean, not that I want to be famous because of a book.
It's not about fame, though.
No, I know. But I don't have any stories to tell. I don't have stories to tell.
You do. Yeah, I don't. You have more than enough stories to tell.
I guess.
That is absurd you would even say that. You, out of anyone that I know, have a whole slew of stories that you could just go on and on. Okay?
Yeah.
Hour 20?
Not yet.
Okay.
We need to keep kill talking. 30 seconds.
Is there anything? No, because I got a couple. This is my OCD. It's got to be over 120.
Oh, all right. This might take longer than 30 seconds.
120 minutes. Remember that show on MTV? 120
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's 120 minutes.
Well, okay.
It's 120 minutes.
When the show ends.
No, it's not going to. As long as it's over. It doesn't have to be exactly. Yeah.
So when the show ends, what do you do, Bryce? You clean up all your stuff and then you just say good show, and then you go home.
We shoot the Braves. We shoot the Braves about, you know, stuff about the show or the Patreon. This guy's a good guy.
Yeah, he looks good. He's a good guy. Do you live near George?
He's a straight shooter.
We live in the same place.
Oh, okay.
He's a straight shooter. Yeah, this guy's a good dude.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say where. Mm-hmm. I've been to George's place. Yeah, so.
Okay, so.
Did you get a blanket?
Yeah,
okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Those blankets, they're thick, so soft. Dude, they are next level.
Yeah.
I gave one of ours to a person that needed it more than us.
Oh, okay.
Homeless, a person on the streets.
Oh, yeah. That was really nice.
Yeah, because dude, that thing would keep them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks. I love you, brother.
Yeah, I love you too, man.
Mad love for you. Mad love, Bill Poon. Everyone. It's going to be part two, part three, part four. We'll just keep doing the poons.
Like, you know, like, I can be your substitute guy. If one of your guests, like...
Oh, you definitely... You know, please. You know. Yeah. I'm not going to put you on blast. Like, hey, you got to show... You know, it's going to be... I don't do that to people.
What do you mean put me on blast?
Well,
for
you know, like you know what? How I'm not going to make you feel uncomfortable. And if I send something that you may feel uncomfortable about, I'll cut it.
Yeah. I don't do that.
Okay, so hey man, another one. Two more. One, two, clear it out. Go like this.
Oh.
Okay. So shout out to the new Patreons. Charles, Elliot, Garen, Jordan, Crosby, and my main man Nas. Nose. N-O-Z.
Yeah, not Nas.
Okay. I wish.
Yeah, I was like,
Big fan of Nas. Shout out to the three people who went to my band camp and bought music. I got to give a shout out to Ramon Galvin, who bought all 12 albums.
In one stroke, just boom.
Yeah. So be like Ramon.
He spent his money wisely.
And do the same.
Yeah,
that makes my day. That's the highlight of my day when I see that. That makes me feel good. I've spent a lot of hard work throughout the years crafting this music, and so I get to give a shout out to Patrick Barnhill, who also bought music, and my main man Justin Minter. So thank you for that. Please become a patron at patreon.com/stevieweeby. Okay, you'll get the. Be the first to know who our guests are. You'll get rare art. You'll get rare music that you could only get through the Patreon itself, okay? So, and then I'll ship out stuff, too. You know, I'll draw, if you're a $50 pledge, I'll draw a personalized picture of you and mail it to you with maybe some stickers in there. You never know. It's a surprise, okay?
Whoa, that's pretty good.
Thank you. if you want to hear my album in a few months, you don't have to wait. There's other music on there now. I just put this album. This is an older album, and Dave Cho did the art. This is actually, there's a bonus song that's not on this that's on the Bandcamp. So go to stevieweebybandcamp.com and get this music, man. Listen to it. It's a raw 4-track, 8-track, sampler-based, piano-based, fun music, okay? Please join my Instagram at, if you want to follow the Stevie Weeby Show, at Q-U-A-N-G-O-U, okay? And then follow Two Bunnies. That's my girl's Instagram, too, because she does the animation, okay? Bryce, you don't want to shout out?
We got it all, yeah.
All right.
He didn't like me. Let's keep it simple.
The guys behind camera never.
He's the guy behind the guy.
Bryce Halleck, okay, at Bryce Halleck.
We love you. Thanks for sticking with us.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.